Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, Sunil, the last administration went too far. So the law was very clear. This is about combustion engines. And so the Biden Buttigieg administration, they calculated EVs, they calculated hybrids in the calculus. And so they gave you a standard that a combustion engine could never meet. And so we brought it back to what the law actually says we should do, looking at combustion engines, making slow, gradual increases in efficiency.
In Kyiv, Ukraine, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. Along the southern border, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. At the White House, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. In St. Louis, Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Tell me where in the world is
Griff Jenkins.
Watch your back.
All right, Griff, welcome in, my friend. How are you?
I'm good. And it was so great to hear Kim's voice when I called in, who's back in the chair and rocking and rolling.
I'm like, Griff, I don't think I've talked to you in about 3 months.
At least.
Oh, listen, you didn't miss anything. No news happened.
I heard, yeah, pretty quiet.
Nothing, yeah, it's like you could have gone to sleep, woken up, and nothing changed at all in the world.
Well, I don't think I slept much, but yeah, you're right. It's always how it works, though. It's like you go for a little bit of time, and it feels like everything changes.
Yeah, although I will say there is one class of individual who has noticed a change, and that is the Venezuelan narco drug boat runners. Things have not gone well for them in the last 3 months you've been gone.
Well, yeah, that's true. I love that soundbite from Sean Duffy that I played off the top there. When I saw what the president did yesterday with these emission standards and rolling all that back, I was shocked to hear. I don't know how I missed this. I knew Biden had an anti-energy policy. I was shocked to hear that United States car makers paid $130, $140, $150 million in carbon emission fines last year for not meeting these ridiculously high emission standards or fuel mileage standards.
Right. Well, and, you know, it was interesting because, you know, when you listen to Kamala Harris, and I've listened to some of her, now she's been doing this 107 days thing.
Yeah.
She talked about how, you know, one thing she would do, basically, she's been saying quietly, I would just do what Trump did, which was to cut out regulation, have these good ideas, and then deliver results. And this is kind of another case where, okay, we're going to try and you know, make things better, more efficient for not only the American taxpayers, but also for the environment and all these other things. And what happened? It turned into a disaster costing people $1,000 a car. By the way, you're bearing the lead today, which is a little bit unrelated, but certainly good for the American consumer. And that is, I just was seeing today that Toyota is going to release the Toyota Hilux. They call it Hilux, but we refer to it as the Hilux on the American market, which is going to be a Toyota pickup truck that's going to sell for less than $20,000.
Wow.
And I only care about this because everywhere else in the world, you can buy these, and particularly in Costa Rica, where I go every year to go surfing, you rent these. They're cheap to rent, durable as hell. They're fantastic. Of course, I'm biased. I have a Toyota 4Runner.
Right.
I might have to pick one of these Toyota Hiluxes if they're less than 20 grand. And guess what? They get pretty darn good fuel efficiency.
So what kind of a truck is it? It's not a full-size pickup truck, right?
No, it's not tiny, but it's not as big as like a Ford F-150, but it's just a little Toyota standard, nothing fancy, no bells and whistles, good looking truck, but I think it might also help young people who are having trouble affording buying a car. This is every 25-year-old guy's dream vehicle and they can afford it.
Look, the people are taking on these crazy payments for their cars.
Why haven't they sold it here before?
That's a great question. I don't know the answer to that. I've said that forever because every time I go down and rent one in Costa Rica, I'm like, well, how do we not have this car in the U.S.?
Yeah, no kidding. Is it standard shift? Maybe that's it. That's the best anti-theft method in America. Just put a standard shift in it.
Well, they are in Costa Rica.
Okay, yeah.
Most of the ones that I've rented there. But, you know, look. You grow up. Learn to drive a stick.
I'm with you.
Hey, are you proud?
I learned to drive on a stick.
I do know how to. I know as well.
Do you really?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
I'm not great at it, but I drove my sisters around for, I don't know, a handful of months, stalled it a bunch of times. I'd freak out anytime I was on a hill.
Yeah. Well, listen, I mean, you know, I understand the apprehension. There's three pedals instead of two.
What are you going to do?
But eventually you figure it out. It's called the clutch, and it's your friend.
Boy, that's the truth. What do they got you covering today, Griff?
You know, it's interesting. Today, they put me on a story about, you know, we just had a third Afghan, an ISIS-K Afghan national that was released into the U.S. under Biden's Operation Allies Welcome. Turned out he was not far from the Capitol, arrested here in D.C., and it comes while a D.C. judge just ruled to try and block warrantless immigration arrest. And so that's a big, flashpoint here between these judges and in this administration. And you've had the Border Patrol Chief Operating Officer Commander Greg Bovino out there saying, listen, the Supreme Court tells us that we need reasonable suspicion, not individualized probable cause. You've got on the one case actual warrants that ICE are trying to bring violent criminals that, if, you know, orders for removal and all that, that's targeted. But then also the raids that you've seen, some of them in the Home Depot parking lots and that sort of stuff, that the Bovino has cast wider nets and found a lot of people that are here illegally, some with criminal backgrounds, some that don't, but they're breaking the law by being here illegally, particularly if they have more than one reentry on their record. That's a felony, not a misdemeanor crime that's been broken. But there's a real fight right now, at least with this Obama-appointed judge in D.C. Jeez. That's trying to put handcuffs on ICE instead of criminals.
Excuse me, Your Honor. You do know the name of the agency is Immigration and Customs Enforcement. They're enforcing our customs laws. Why are you not allowed to ask somebody about their legal status if that's your job? I'm baffled by that.
It's baffling to see not only the judges with exactly that take, Mark, but also, you know, Democrats. There was a hearing yesterday on ICE and the like, and you had Representative Pramila Jayapal that's really leading this new tack on the Democrat, where they're kind of admitting really where they stand out loud, where she just says, well, immigration's not a crime. Being here illegally is not a crime. It's like, excuse me, Title 8, U.S. Code 1325 makes it illegal to be to cross the border illegally.
Thank you.
And then 1326 makes it a felony for the second cross. But Democrats seem to be leaning in to this whole idea that at the end of the day, we don't like Home Depot raids. And we also just think everybody here who's illegally in the country, well, maybe we should just let them stay.
It's true. Griff, I know you head up to New York, what, on Fridays now?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. It depends on, you know, they've dragged me up there sometimes on Thursday, sometimes keep me past Monday, spending a lot of time in New York. I'm learning the subway system quite well to be able to get to my various Soul Cycle classes. So I
still doing
shape.
It.
But
I love it.
You, I'll tell you, I'm going to tease something. I don't know if this is going to happen, so don't hold me to it if it doesn't. But one thing that's interesting is I'm wondering if we'll talk really about what Admiral Bradley is going to say to lawmakers today, because when I do Fox and Friends on the weekend, I've got that great giant big wall, and it would be really interesting maybe if we put the tape of the video that's public that we have out there so people can see, because if you look closely at that strike, when the first strike happens, you do see, even in the short version of the video we've got, the front of the bow is intact. You can see people moving up there. You can see drugs, and that's with just our, you know, naked eye. So it'll be interesting to see what the, you know, enhanced video that Bradley will share details with. But at the end of the day, if there is a case to be made that this video shows that Bradley was well within his right to try and stop a drug run that was attempting to be continued with other drug runners in the neighborhood, that could very much change the narrative that Democrats want to paint on this.
And if there was a judge advocate member there, a JAG officer approving it before it happened, that blows their case out of the water even more, excuse the pun. So anyway.
It does. And Bradley, by the way, had a legal advisor with him when he made the decision, according to a Wall Street Journal exclusive article today. So there you go.
Well, Griff, we'll be watching you this weekend, my buddy. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Kim, welcome back. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
All right. See you later. Griff Jenkins there in D.C. right now, headed to New York tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Oh. For Fox and Friends this weekend. Always great to get him on here. All right, we'll get to a quick break here. We're getting a little bit of pushback, Kim. I don't know if you saw that online for our Candace Owens comments earlier. We'll explain what that was all about.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.